like many people, my faith journey was first affected by my parents. My mother was an Argentinian Evangelical Baptist, and my father was an Illinois Mennonite. They met in Santa Cruz, Bolivia, while my father was doing his first MCC term and my mother was finishing seminary. While I was born in Illinois, my first childhood memories were from our 5 years in Bolivia through MCC. Even though I was young and more interested in catching bugs and climbing trees, I didn't fail to notice the type of work my parents and other volunteers did. It was faith in action, a lifestyle of service to and community with others. And I loved growing up in that kind of community. When I was 8 years old, we moved to Harper, Kansas. And yes, it was a bit of a change. It was a bit different. And while in Harper, we attended a couple Mennonite churches, and one of those was a small country church that of about 20 people that my mother pastored. In that church, I felt nurtured and cared for, and in my last 2 years of high school, since I was the only youth left in the church, I was able to join the adult Sunday school class, and that's where I felt that my voice was welcome in the church. To me, church has always felt like an extended family. Sometimes you agree, and sometimes you disagree. Sometimes you need an embrace, and sometimes you need space. And for a lot of my adult life, I have needed lots of space. So I've had a lot of space from church. I did 10 here and there, but nothing really stuck. I moved to Portland about 2.5 years ago and had visited PMC a couple of times. I was looking for work at the time, and so I was able to join on Monday mornings the quilting group. I was able to join fairly often. And if there's anybody to blame for roping me into PMC, it's the quilting ladies. I slowly got to know more about them, and they got to know me. And my church community has expanded ever since. About a year or so ago, while I was at PMC, I read an article about the South Central Conference deciding to leave MCUSA. That was the conference that my Kansas churches were a part of. And if you don't know much about what that was, it's been a long time coming and discernment and decisions, mostly boiling down to inclusion. And that closeness to my former community broke my heart. I believe in standing up for what you believe in, and I don't want to be a part of a church that's not inclusive. But I also believe in tolerating difference. I'm pretty sure we would find a lot of difference even in this room. And being part of a community is putting in the time and the energy to struggle through differences and commonalities. And I want to join PMC because I want to struggle with all of you.